Bitte. That'd be great. Thanks.
Okay.
You will get it, Saskia. You will get it, but you're going to have to ask around because the postal person misdelivered it and the person is trying to keep it. There's, yeah, so. Anyway.
Radio Soul aktiv. Die Sendung zum Mitmachen mit Gerhard Pellegrini.
Herzlich willkommen, schönen Abend. Hier ist wieder Gerhard Pellegrini am Mikrofon auf Radio Soul International hier aus Vienna, aus Österreich. Und heute ist ein besonderer Abend, so wie meistens am Montag um 21 Uhr begrüßen wir Ted Ma und seine außergewöhnliche Radioshow. Wir haben dafür eine Zoom-Leitung nach Seattle, nach Amerika gelegt und ich begrüße Ted Ma, unseren Showmaster. Hallo Ted.
Guten Abend, mein Freund. It's so nice to see you both. I'm so glad you're both here. And thanks for having me today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. You want me to play the water song, Signation?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
That'd be nice.
Okay. So let's go. Here we go. I like this music.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Milky Way. Hito wa nase chikyu ni kita no doko kara kite doko e. Nano tameni ikite yuku no. All we need is love.
Yes, love. All we need is
a thank you. Aito
kansha to
hito no.
So schön. Ja, es ist wieder soweit. Ted Ma heute hier auf Radio Soul. Und übrigens, ihr könnt jetzt alle auch auf Facebook gehen. Bei Ted Ma gibt es diese Show auch zu sehen.
Thank you so much, Gerhard. This music was dedicated to Dr. Mono many years ago, before he passed away.
Diese Musik, die wurde Dr. Emoto, für Dr. Emoto geschrieben, der vor vielen Jahren schon verstorben ist.
There's two versions of it. There's the Japanese version and the English version, but I prefer the Japanese version. It's more beautiful to me, anyway, than the English version.
Es gibt zwei Versionen, einmal die japanische und einmal die englische Version.
Yeah. So, and Dr. Moto is still very much around. He's working with the Pleiadians now on helping clean up planet Earth.
Und Dr. Moto arbeitet jetzt zusammen in den Plejaden und ja, hilft den Planeten mit zu reinigen.
Like myself, like you, Saskia and Gerhard, you've been here a long time. Dr. Moto was here 720 lifetimes or 52,000 years, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Also, so wie wir alle, war auch Dr. Moto 720 Lebenszeiten hier, also 50,200 years?
52,000 years.
52,000 Jahre.
So he was here a long time.
Also er war hier auch eine lange Zeit.
And he was actually, unfortunately, murdered by the Chinese and the Reptilians.
Und er wurde von den Chinesen und den Reptiloiden ermordet.
They poisoned him in 2014.
In 2014 haben sie ihn vergiftet.
Because the Chinese and the Reptilians did not want people to know that they are powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier planet.
Denn die Chinesen und die Reptiloide wollten nicht, dass die Menschheit weiß, dass sie mächtige spirituelle Wesen sind.
But his work lives on, and I will always talk about the Dr. Emoto and his beautiful works.
Aber seine Arbeit lebt weiter, und ich werde immer über Dr. Emoto und sein Wirken sprechen.
I talk to him all the time, actually.
Ich spreche zu ihm die ganze Zeit.
And I have a whole section devoted to him in my book, Messages from the Masters.
Und in meinem Buch Messages of the Masters, also Botschaften der Meister, habe ich eine ganze Sektion über ihn.
Here is this book here. He talks about the future. When you're on the other side, you can travel into the future easily, or past or present, in the fifth dimension, no problem.
Also wenn man auf der anderen Seite ist, dann kann man sehr einfach in die Zukunft, also auch in die Vergangenheit reisen.
Yeah, one of the things he found from one of the beautiful little books called The Message from Water is that when you send love, the thoughts of love and gratitude to a glass of water, you get these beautiful water crystals like this.
Und eine, das, was er herausgefunden hat, ist, wenn man Liebe und Dankbarkeit an Wasser sendet, dann entstehen diese wunderschönen, dann entsteht diese Wassermoleküle.
And since we are 70% water, just like planet Earth is 70% water, we're aligned with the planet, and so his research was very important for humanity.
Und wir selber bestehen ja aus 70% Wasser, wie auch unser Planet. Wir sind also auf dem Planeten abgestimmt. Und deswegen war seine Arbeit auch so wichtig, uns dessen auch bewusst zu werden.
He also said that God is water and water is God.
Er sagt auch, Gott ist Wasser und Wasser ist Gott.
So, and he, today they have special Hado machines or vibrational machines, which can really help people for any physical or spiritual problem.
Heute gibt es sogenannte Hado-Maschinen. Hado bedeutet Schwingung. Und mit diesen Apparaten oder Gerätschaften kann man Menschen sehr schnell und einfach heilen.
And people don't realize it, but along that line, the frequency of love is 528 Hertz.
Und die Frequenz der Liebe beträgt 528 Hertz.
And when you hit one of these crystals from Mount Shasta in Lemuria with one of these tuning forks, you spread love everywhere.
Und wenn man diesen Kristall nimmt aus Mount Shasta und diese 528 Hertz Stimmgabel dagegen schlägt, dann verteilt man überall Liebe.
I'll do it now. Isn't that beautiful? That's sending love vibration everywhere, so. It raises your vibration, make you happier.
Also es hebt deine Schwingung an und ja, macht dich glücklicher.
I'll be going back to Mount Shasta. I was going to go this week, but the trip was delayed. So I'll be going at the end of the month back to Mount Shasta again.
Ende des Monats reise ich zurück nach Mount Shasta.
And if you'd like to go, the cost is just $200 per person, includes free camping. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Und wer gerne mitmachen möchte, noch mit dazu kommen möchte, es sind $200. Dazu freies Campen und einfach eine Mail schicken an outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
And when we're there, we always meet with the Sasquatch. We always meet with the Pleiadians. I always meet with my friend Admiral Pleiadian, Admiral Halosaurus.
Und wenn wir dort sind, dann treffen wir immer die Sasquatch, wir treffen Admiral Halosaurus, die Pleiade.
And we always meet with Adama and the people of Telos as well.
Und eben mit Adama, dem Hohepriester, und den Menschen aus Telos.
And every time we go, many people get a healing while we're there.
Und jedes Mal, wenn wir dort sind, erhalten viele Heilung.
And at the last trip 2 months ago, 20 people, Swansea Gloita, went into Telos, met Adama, met the Pleiadians, and got a healing. Everybody did.
Mm-hmm. Und das letzte Mal waren 20 Leute dabei. Alle sind nach Telos gekommen und alle wurden geheilt von Adama und auch den Plejaden.
I can't guarantee it for everyone, but you have to be positive and it does happen.
Also ich kann es nicht für jeden garantieren, aber du musst positiv sein und dann besteht eine große Chance, dass es auch so passiert.
But if you're negative, they don't want you there. Don't come.
Wer negativ eingestellt ist, ist dort nicht gern gesehen oder nicht erwünscht. Also dann besser gar nicht erst auf die Reise gehen.
I've told this story before, but believe it or not, there were agents from a 3-letter agency that showed up there on my trip last year.
Letztes Jahr tauchten plötzlich Agenten auf aus einer 3-Buchstaben-Agentur.
Yeah, and they built a fire illegally at my campsite and then called the police to blame me for starting the fire, which I had nothing to do with.
Und die wiederum haben Feuer gemacht, haben die Polizei angerufen und haben mich, also Ted, dafür verantwortlich gemacht, Feuer gelegt zu haben.
So now I'm very careful who comes on the trip.
Das heißt, jetzt bin ich sehr vorsichtig, wer jetzt mit auf den Trip kommt.
If you could come to the States, Gerhard and Saskia, you'd be welcome to come. I'm saying, you guys are good energy, but I have to be
careful. I would love to come.
I have to be careful.
Me too.
But
you have to beam us.
Yeah.
Beam me.
Talk to Admiral Helisaurus.
I have. In Svayaran, you'll be able to come by ship.
Okay.
Svayaran. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's going to take some time, but you'll be able to do it. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in October, I'm going to Sedona for a week.
Okay. Im Oktober reise ich für eine Woche nach Sedona.
There are four places ascending this year to the fifth dimension.
Es gibt 4 Orte, die dieses Jahr aufsteigen.
The first place is Mount Shasta.
Der erste Ort ist Mount Shasta.
Which is happening right now.
Und das passiert dort gerade jetzt, der Aufstieg.
The second place is Sedona.
Der zweite Ort ist Sedona.
The third place is Japan. The whole country will ascend.
Der dritte Ort ist gesamt Japan.
And the fourth place are parts of Tibet not under Chinese control.
Und der vierte Ort sind Teile von Tibet, nämlich die nicht unter chinesischer Kontrolle stehen.
Right now, Shasta is about 4.7 to 4.8 on the dimensional scale.
Momentan befindet sich Mount Shasta bei 4.7, 4.8 auf der Skala.
Yeah, and when you're there, you automatically get in a good mood. Your vibrations rise.
Und wenn man dort ist, dann kommt man ganz automatisch in eine wunderbare Stimmung und die Schwingung hebt sich.
But this is not to say that there are not negative elements out there trying to shut Shasta down, because it is starting to ascend now.
Das heißt aber nicht, dass es nicht dort auch noch negative Entitäten gibt, die versuchen, den Aufstieg zu verhindern.
The corrupt and illegal Biden administration just ordered that all the campgrounds in Northern California, including Mount Shasta, be shut down now for the next 10 days.
Und die Regierung der Biden hat beschlossen, dass jetzt in
Northern California,
in von Kalifornien jetzt einschließlich Mount Shasta alles zugemacht wird für die nächsten 10 Tage.
And like in Hitler's Germany, he does it by executive order without any recourse to the courts. It's illegal, but he does what he wants to do.
So. Und macht das also ohne vorher, dass das abgestimmt wurde auf dem normalen rechtlichen Weg, sondern legt das einfach fest.
And isn't it interesting, the shutdown happened 3 days before my spiritual trip to Shasta was supposed to start.
Ja, es ist interessant. Ist es nicht interessant, dass eben kurz bevor Ted jetzt auf Reise gehen wollte nach Mount Shasta, jetzt dort alles zugemacht wird?
But we have alternative places. We're still going to do it. Just write me an email if you're interested to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com.
Also es gibt noch alternative Orte und einfach eine Mail schreiben an outoftheworld1150@gmail.com.
And a second part of the Sedona trip will be going into Mexico for 2 weeks.
Und nach Sedona wird dann nach Mexiko für 2 Wochen reisen.
So I'm looking forward to that part of the trip too.
Und ja, ich freue mich auch sehr auf diesen Teil des Trips.
Mexico has never been shut down during this pandemic. It's been open the whole time.
Mexiko war niemals im Lockdown, es war immer offen.
They had virtually no virus cases either, nothing.
Sie hatten auch keine Viruserkrankungen oder
Very,
Fälle.
Very few people wear masks, but the only people you see wearing masks are American tourists.
Also es trägt dort so gut wie keiner Maske, nur eben Touristen, vor allen Dingen Amerikaner, die dorthin reisen, tragen Masken.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody watches CNN in Mexico, so anyway.
Und niemand scheint CNN in Mexiko zu schauen, was ja gut ist.
But it's a beautiful country, very heartfelt. People go by their heart there and they believe in God, and I like that about them, actually.
Es ist ein sehr schönes Land und es sind sehr herzzentrierte Menschen. Und ja.
Yeah, I mean, they're not perfect. The U.S. isn't perfect, certainly. We all have our problems. But it is a lovely country with lovely people. So. Ja.
Niemand ist perfekt, ne? Und, aber Mexiko ist ein sehr, sehr schönes Land.
Now, our governor in Washington State here just instituted a new mask requirement today.
Oh, der Governor dort in Kalifornien, where?
Washington.
Yeah. Hat eine neue Maskenverordnung heute erlassen.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's because of the so-called Delta variant now.
Aufgrund der Delta-Variante, die ja jetzt im Vormarsch ist. Yeah, we have heard about that.
Yeah, well, the so-called Delta variant is nothing more than people getting sick from taking the shot.
Ja, und die Delta-Variante ist eben, da geht es jetzt um die Menschen, die erkrankt sind aufgrund der Impfung.
And no matter how many masks you wear, it still won't help you. They're too, it's too big. It won't seal off anything. So, anyway.
Eine Maske hilft da auch nicht.
What's it like where you are in Dresden and you and Gerhard in Vienna? Is it normal there or what's it like? Is it locked down? No? Okay.
Here in Germany, it seems that it's getting difficult again.
Uh-huh.
My husband told me today that on his work, they are going to be really crazy the next month, and we are looking for solutions. In schools, I don't know how it goes now. I don't know. On vacation, we have been on vacation. In all Germany, they're really crazy about all this kind of stuff, and yeah. But here in where I live, it's not so intense.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
it
good.
Feels like it's going to change a little bit again, and it's okay. Going to be more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Gerhard, what's it like where you live, my friend?
Ja, also mich betrifft es kaum. Ich gehe 3 Minuten zu Fuß von zu Hause ins Studio. Ich gehe auch selten einkaufen und es ist hier am Land, also im Süden von Wien, auch jetzt nicht so viel zu merken, aber man hat schon das Gefühl, als würde es ein Wunder brauchen, dass jetzt nicht im Oktober wieder alles eskaliert.
Ja.
Dafür bete ich, dass es ein Wunder gibt.
Ja. Well, he says that it's... He is not so much in touch with this world, outside world, because his work is 3 minutes away from his house, and it's quiet where he lives. But what I also see coming is in October. Who knows what they are going to plan to do to us? This is over there. You have already some signs that those who got the shot, they have their rights back, and those without shot, we will have troubles and problems.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be an interesting time, because the number of people dying from the shots are going to go way up this fall, way up.
Mm-hmm. Also es wird jetzt eine sehr interessante Zeit kommen, dramatische Zeit, denn die Sterbezahlen werden jetzt dramatisch nach oben schießen im Herbst.
But people can say prayers. I'd like to share a prayer now. People can say if they have been sick from the shedding or taken the shot. It goes like this. You count from 10 to 1 and you say the number 10, then breathe in and out. 9, breathe in and out, all the way down to 1.
Also man kann jetzt in der Zeit gerne auch ein Gebet sprechen. Und die, die vielleicht eine Impfung erhalten haben oder die dem Shedding ausgesetzt waren, man zählt von 10 bis 1 rückwärts. Und wenn man zählt 10, dann atmet man ein und aus, dann 9, ein und ausatmen und so weiter bis zur 1.
Mm-hmm. And then go down to 1 and then you snap your fingers.
Dann einmal mit den Finger schnipsen.
Mm-hmm. Then you say, I command Prime Creator.
Und dann sagt man laut, ich befehle Prime Creator.
Mm-hmm. I command Prime Creation.
Ich befehle Prime Creation oder Schöpfung. Ich mm-hmm. befehle Schöpfung.
To heal me from.
Mich zu heilen von.
The shot or shedding or really anything you like.
Was immer man dann einsetzen möchte, Impfung oder was auch immer da, was man heilen möchte.
And then you say, I am now completely healed.
Ich bin jetzt komplett geheilt.
And I know it to be true.
Und ich weiß, dass es wahr ist.
And then if you want, you can repeat, say 5, breathe in and out, 4, breathe in and out, down to 1.
Und dann nochmal von 5 bis 1 rückwärts zählen und zwischendurch ein- und ausatmen.
And then say, I am now completely healed.
Und dann nochmal, ich bin jetzt komplett geheilt.
And I know it to be true.
Und ich weiß, dass es wahr ist.
And it does work. It's really helped people out. So.
Ja, es funktioniert und hilft den Menschen sehr. Mhm.
The other thing you can do too is to make what's called hydrochloroquine.
Das andere, was man auch verwenden kann, ist Hydro... Ja, HDC, nehmen wir.
Ja,
it's Hydrochloroquine. In-
Ja, gibt es das bei uns?
Hydroxychloroquine, glaube ich, sagt man bei uns, oder?
Yeah. Hydroxychlorin, ja.
Ja, ja. It's nicknamed HCQ.
HCQ, HCQ.
Mm-hmm. And what you do to make that, you take 3 grapefruit or 3 oranges and 3 lemons.
Und das kann man selber herstellen, indem man zum Beispiel 3 Zitronen nimmt oder 2 Orangen oder 3 Grapefruits, die Schalen davon.
Mm-hmm. And then you cut the rinds off and you put it in a metal pot with 2 inches of water on top of the rinds.
Mm-hmm. Und die Schalen tut man dann in den Topf und füllt mit Wasser auf, dass die Schalen komplett auch dann mit Wasser bedeckt sind.
And then you let it simmer for 2 or 3 hours.
Und dann lässt man das für sich hin köcheln für 3 bis 4 Stunden.
And then you have a liquid and you let it cool down. And add honey or sugar to taste. Make it sweet because it's very bitter.
Mm-hmm. Und dann lässt man das abkühlen und dann kann man das entweder pur trinken, aber es ist sehr sauer und dann kann man dann zusätzlich Honig mit dazu machen.
And then you add a zinc tablet to it to bolster it. You crush up the tablet and put it in with it.
Und was man außerdem noch tun kann, ist man nimmt so eine Zinktablette, macht sie auf und macht das Pulver vom also das Zinkpulver mit hinein.
And it's full of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. You just drink it like a tea.
Ja, es ist voller Vitamine und Minerale und Antioxidantien und man trinkt das wie ein Tee.
And I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just, this is from Dr. Judy Mikovits, who she recommended what to do. So.
Mm-hmm. Diese Rezeptur kommt von Judy Mikovits. Sie empfiehlt das jetzt für die Zeit eben.
Also Dr. Lee Merritt, who's an MD, also recommended it as well. Same thing, you can do this.
Und auch Dr. Lee Merritt hat es schon erwähnt. Wir hatten es, glaube ich, in der letzten Show dabei.
And it's free and not very much money and it does work. So.
Es ist frei und kostet nicht so viel. Man sollte nur darauf achten, dass man vielleicht Bio-Produkte dann kauft, gerade bei den Apfelsinen oder Zitronen darauf achten, dass es, wenn möglichst drin behandelt ist, die Schale.
You can also use a pine needle tea too. Make tea from pine needles.
Und man kann ebenfalls einen Tee herstellen aus Kiefernadeln.
There's a lot of YouTube videos you can watch on how to make it, but it's easy to do. You just make it boil like a tea.
Und dazu gibt es auch viele Videos auf YouTube. Es ist ganz einfach zu machen. Ich selber mache den auch und ich tue die Nadeln dafür einfach in den Topf und lasse den eine ganze Weile vor sich hin köcheln.
We're waiting for Santos and his father. They're both Inca shaman to come to us from Peru. They're joining now. I'm just waiting for them to connect. So.
Mm-hmm. Wir haben jetzt gleich 2 Schamanen, Inka-Schamanen aus Peru, Cusco, in unserer Show dabei. Und wir warten jetzt noch auf die beiden Santos and Augustine.
Augustine, aha, aha.
Apasa,
aha, that's right.
Apasa. Wow.
Right. Their tribe is very interesting. The Spanish came to Cusco in Peru in 1530. About
1530 AD, aha, 1530. Aha, also 1530 kam, war der Ort oder wie sagt man, Tribe, der Stamm entstanden.
Kamen die Spanier, hast du gesagt, ja?
Can you repeat it?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah. When
the Spanish
came in 1530.
Yeah, also 1530 kamen die Spanier.
And when they came, Santos and his relatives, they all went into the mountains and hid.
Ah, also dieser ganze Stamm, von denen wir heute zwei treffen, die sind in die Berge geflüchtet und haben sich dort versteckt vor den Spaniern. Ah, okay.
And they stayed there until 1947.
Und sie blieben dort bis 1947.
They had no use for our civilization. For civilization.
Oh, wow. Also waren auch nicht in Kontakt mit der Außenwelt sozusagen.
Even today in their village, the village is, it takes 10 hours to get there. By hiking and truck, it's not an easy journey, but it takes 10 hours to get there.
Benötigt heute noch 10 Stunden, also klettern, um an diesen Ort zu gelangen.
Yeah, so when they travel to their village, it's a long trip. It's a long day trip to get there.
Also wenn man dorthin reisen möchte in das Dorf, dann ist es eine sehr, sehr lange Reise.
And they know the complete history of the earth, and they're very close to what they call the Pachamama.
Und sie kennen sehr gut die Geschichte der Erde und sie nennen die Erde Pachamama.
The Pachamama is the god of the mountains there.
Und Pachamama ist dort die Göttin der Berge.
So they're very spiritual people, very beautiful people, and I always enjoy talking to them. So.
Sind also sehr wunderbare, sehr spirituelle Menschen und ich genieße immer sehr, mit ihnen zu sprechen.
I hope they can connect. I'm still waiting for them to come on. But I can call him. I can call them too. I've got their phone number if I have to. So,
okay.
Anyway,
what time they wanted to connect now?
Now, yeah. I asked them to connect now. I'll call them in a couple minutes if we can't get through. I wanted to show you something very special. When I was at Mount Shasta about 3 years, 3-4 years ago, we did the Sasquatch visited us at our campsite.
Als ich vor 3-4 Jahren in Mount Shasta war, haben uns die Sasquatch besucht.
And they made a prayer circle outside of our campsite.
Sie haben eine Gebetsrunde außerhalb unseres Campingplatzes gebildet.
And in the middle of the prayer circle, they put a circle of sticks and span and moss, signifying the earth going around the solar system. It's very interesting.
Ah, und innerhalb des Zirkels haben wir nochmal einen Zirkel aus Stöcken und Moos, wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe, gelegt und haben dort die Bewegung der Erde dargestellt.
And then there were 7 trees around this circle, in a big circle.
Und dann in größerem Zirkel gab es dann nochmal 7 weitere Bäume.
And on each of the tree, at the bottom of each of the trees, they put a piece of rose crystal, quartz crystal.
Und an jeden Baum haben sie einen Rosenquarz gelegt.
And this crystal was very special because I've got it here. It's rose quartz crystal. It's clear, but it's made from glass in Telos, underneath the earth. They brought it from Telos. That's what it looks like here.
Aha, also dieser Rosenquarz kommt aus Telos und ist dort gemacht worden.
And when you put your hand in it, you can feel the beautiful energy.
Und wenn man es in die Hand nimmt, dann kann man richtig die Energien aus diesem Kristall spüren.
Okay, he's having trouble getting on. That's okay. But okay. I'll try to help him. But anyway, I hold this and your vibration goes up.
Und wenn man diesen Kristall festhält, dann steigt die Schwingung an.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's a very special present they gave us when we were there.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, I hope you can all come to Mount Shasta someday.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful. I place. Hope to. Yeah.
You will when things get normal again. They will. They eventually will get warm again.
What is normal?
I don't know.
As the Pleiadians say,
it's going to be happening. This is the toughest, the hardest time is right now on the planet with all this conflict. And there's something very interesting happening. The Pleiadians told me about a couple days ago. I'll share it with you now since we've got some time.
So Gerd hat gefragt, was sagen die Plejaden dazu? Und die Plejaden sagen, es ist momentan die schwierigste Zeit.
Yeah, it's when people take the shot, their soul gradually leaves their body.
Wenn jemand die Impfung bekommt, dann verlässt nach und nach die Seele den Körper.
It doesn't happen all at once, but it happens in increments.
Also es passiert nicht sofort, sondern es passiert immer so etappenweise nach und nach.
And it first goes down to, before the shot, you have 100% of your soul attached to your body.
Vor der Impfung hat man 100% der Seele an den Körper angebunden.
And afterwards, it goes down to 92% of your soul is attached to your body. So it goes 100% to 92%.
Danach geht es auf 92% runter.
And then it goes to 78%.
Dann zu 78%.
And then 52%.
52%.
Then 30%.
Dann 30.
And then 19%.
Dann 19%.
Then 0%.
Und dann 0%.
At 0%, at 0% you are a zombie.
Und bei 0% ist man ein Zombie. Man
you have
keine
no,
Seele mehr.
You have no emotions. You have
keine
no,
Emotionen.
You cannot express or feel love.
Du kannst weder fühlen, noch kannst du Liebe ausdrücken.
You have absolutely no tie into God or the Creator.
Du hast keine Anbindung mehr an die Schöpfung.
And you remember all the zombie movies that came out maybe 10, 20 years ago? They were preparing us for that time when many people become zombies.
Und diese Zombie-Filme kennen wir alle. Die sollten uns sozusagen auf diese Zeit jetzt mit vorbereiten, wenn viele dann sich eben dorthin entwickeln jetzt aufgrund
Now,
der Impfung.
There's a second thing that happens during this process.
Es passiert noch etwas Zweites während dieses Prozesses.
As your soul, he's on, finally, good. As your soul leaves, negative entities come in and take over your body.
Und so wie deine Seele den Körper verlässt, kommen negative Entitäten in den Körper dann rein und übernehmen den Körper.
So people's personality changes and
das heißt,
they usually become very, can get very nasty.
Okay, die Persönlichkeit dann verändert sich und viele werden sehr, ja, sehr unangenehme Zeitgenossen. Okay.
But we can ask Santos about this too. But Santos, are you there, my friend?
How are you?
Oh, it's good to see you. And there's your dad in the background too.
Hello.
Hello.
So glad. These are my friends. Gerhard is my producer. He's from Vienna, Austria. Mm-hmm. And then Saskia is my wonderful good friend who does the translation for me. And they, oh great! They have an offering for us in the rug in front of them is a spiritual offering. Is that right, Santos and Augustine?
Hello, can you repeat, please?
I'm sorry. What?
so Death, and then from Augustine, and we have like wonderful afternoon to see you, Death. right. from one time and then very happy and honoring to be participate your show. And then I'm really, really, really feeling like you're humble and
Wonderful. It's so good to see you.
Also wir haben jetzt hier Santos und Augustin und wir sehen jetzt hier über die Kamera, dass sie uns jetzt sozusagen eine, was anbieten. Mal schauen, was da jetzt kommt. Ich bin ja gespannt.
Santos, I've tried to come, I have tried, I think, 4 times to come see you during the past year and a half. 3 or 4 times.
Ich habe 4 bis 5 Mal versucht, 4 Mal versucht, nach Peru zu kommen.
Every time I was stopped by this, all the stupid things going on right now.
Und jedes Mal wurde ich davon abgehalten.
But I know I'm planning on coming back this December. They can't keep the world locked up forever, I don't think. So they're trying, but.
Und ich plane im Dezember nun, endlich nach Peru, Cusco zurückzukommen.
Yeah, so. Santos, is that an offering for peace, for world peace there in front of you? What is that?
Santos, is that a Friedensangebot?
For example, my father, today he's really wants to participate in like death and the right issue for you and for everybody. I mean, to participate in this world. First of all, my father wants to do cleansing, energy cleansing, and also do blessing. And that this, my father also prepared like small offering with the coca leaves, with the flowers.
Wow,
that's beautiful. Thank you, Santos. That is really nice.
Also was der Santos machen möchte, der Vater, ist eine Energiereinigung und auch wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, eine Energiereinigung und nochmal eine Segnung und mal schauen.
Fantastic. That's so nice. I love their work. I'd also want to ask people to give them, if they like, a donation for their work too. We can explain how to do that at the end. So.
Okay. Ja. Also wir würden dann am Ende nochmal, wer gerne spenden möchte, gerade für das, was hier gezeigt wird und was die Menschen machen, das wird man dann am Ende der Show nochmal genau erklären.
Okay, für alle Hörer, die jetzt nicht das sehen, wir haben im Zoom-Call jetzt die beiden Schamanen, also Inka-Schamanen, Santos und Augustin Apassa. Und sie sitzen hier mit ihrer Montur, mit so einem wunderschönen, bunten Outfit am Boden und haben etwas vorbereitet. Und falls Sie das auch visuell sehen wollen, dann gehen Sie noch auf Facebook, denn Ted Ma streamt auch diese Show heute. Also auf Facebook Ted Marr. Und jetzt lauschen wir mal, was die beiden uns zu sagen haben.
By the way, Augustine's father does not speak Spanish. He only speaks Quechua, which is their native tongue. He doesn't speak Spanish or English.
Okay.
So my father is going to start doing cleansing and blessing. So you just let me know that whenever it's ready to start. So I just want, my father wants to start, and I just.
Okay. That's my order. You can start now if you like, or anytime you like, my friend. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as soon as my father is going to come back here, we will start, okay?
Okay. Tell us, Santos.
My father wants to know, like, be nice to say, just energetically, how many people, how many persons we have participated today in this radio show to do blessing, and then how many different countries as well. Mm-hmm.
We will reach an audience of approximately 3.2 million people today in over 100 countries.
Wow. Also wir werden heute über 3 Millionen Menschen erreichen und all das Energiereinigung und die Segnungen, die jetzt Santos gleich aussprechen wird. Er holt jetzt noch was dazu und dann geht's los. Werden dann auch diese Menschen erreichen heute.
Sind die beiden jetzt in Peru?
Mhm.
Aus Peru zugeschaltet.
Die sind aus Peru zugeschaltet, ja, Cusco.
So I always visit Santos and his father when possible, whenever I come to Peru. They're beautiful people. So
ich besuche immer, wenn ich kann, in Peru Santos und Augustin. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Santos, what is all the ingredients in front of you there? You said sage. Are there flowers there? I can't see them very well.
Where?
Oh, in front of you there on the floor.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, what is all those different things there?
Mm-hmm. So you know, like this is the croquette bags, but this is the baby of the alpaca skin, but we storage croquette for chewing. And then my father has here like an alpaca, you know, he's prepared with flowers and coca leaves. And then also like Florida water and also the like misa or misha, it's like a sacred energy altar, like sacred objects, you know, like before use. Mm-hmm. And then here's like flowers and the Florida water, of course, but to do cleansing like energy way, okay?
Also Ted hat gerade gefragt, was jetzt alles da vor ihm liegt. Wir haben also Alpaka, ein Stück Alpaka-Haut und Fell, wir haben Pflanzen, dann Misa, das ist irgendwas geheime Zutat oder geheimes, ja, was auch immer. Und Wasser ist auch noch dabei. Und jetzt ist auch der Papa zurück und ich denke, jetzt geht's los.
And I think it's important to tell people too that their ceremony here is probably tens of thousands of years old.
Und diese Zeremonie, die wir jetzt hier live mit begleiten dürfen, die ist wahrscheinlich auch Zehntausende, mehr als 10.000 Jahre schon alt.
And they have so much spiritual knowledge. It's really beautiful. So.
Und sie haben also auch so viel spirituelles Wissen. Es ist wirklich einmalig, das heute mal so mit live erleben zu dürfen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then... Before we start cleansing, please let me know and how many different countries we have participated right now, and then also for all whole world, you know, the people and everything happening for doing cleansing negative energy, and for start doing the healing. Or like a cleansing ceremony first.
Okay, well, we have over 100 countries. Do you want me to list them all? I mean, I can, but it takes some time.
Also wir haben die Frage, weil jetzt wollte noch mal wissen, wie viele Länder ungefähr dabei sind, wie viele Zuhörer ungefähr. Wir haben jetzt über 100 Länder, die zuhören.
Okay, Dev.
Okay, my friend, then go ahead with your ceremony. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, so my father started doing cleansing first with a condor feather and with a Florida water and with his misa, with energy object mm-hmm. to do and for you, for whole, mm-hmm. whole persons, whole friends, to who work with you and then for everybody and the people in the world. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also sie starten jetzt hier, ich glaube, mit einer Feder und mit Misa und mit eben dem Wasser, was er da hat, Blumenwasser. Und es wird jetzt alle erreichen, die jetzt eben auch hier mit zuhören. Dieses Energiereinigung.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, my friend.
Hi. Remain the Christina. Alguna wife in my children. Alguna wife in you. Not I can wake him, but a moment is so timber. A pocona so timber, a pocona so timber. Alguna jay mamma coach so timber.
So, thank you for everybody, and then thank you, Brother Death. To do happens this, I'm really happy to participate and to start doing like the cleansing. And my name is Don Agustin Machaca Flores, and really happy to work with you and then the radio show. And actually, I'm like Earth Keeper, which is the healer of the Pampa Misayo Earth Keeper and the Fund of Making Media, which is the phone. From Keros, it's in from Peru, but high indigenous, from high indigenous community. So we start, okay?
Okay, okay. And I want to tell everyone too that Cusco is actually in the fourth dimension, not third, fourth dimension. So it's very high vibration. When you feel it there, you're uplifted when you're there. So
Cusco ist also mittlerweile schon in der vierten Dimension, das nochmal mit erwähnt.
So we're starting with color feather and the flora water with another way for Ruda with the plants to cleansing the negative energy and sending away the Ukubachans, which is the lower world. And that just be feeling for us like kind of meditating with you, okay?
Okay.
Also wir starten jetzt mit einer. Ich glaube, Kondorfedern sind das. Und dann hat er hier Kräuter, Pflanzen und dieses spezielle Wasser, was er da jetzt verwendet und über die Pflanzen gegeben hat. Okay, thank you. And the next step, my father really wants to do blessing with small offering with the coca leaves, flowers, and all the different ingredients after this dispatch, which means making offering for the Mother Earth, the mountain spirit, like preparing like food, kind of reciprocity, ivy for the Mother Earth and the mountain spirit. So blessing for us. So we just need to put our intention wherever you want, we want to ask the Pachamama to help us. You know, so with this intention, so we're asking to Pachamama, mountain spirit, Mother Earth. And my father is doing like small offerings for you and everybody for who works in this radio show, who worked with the death and actually people for all the people in the world, because there's many difficult things happening. All like me, I can say many not good things, you know, just much liars and everything happening. So I just need to be more positive, more peace for in the world. So we just need to ask with the prayers. So everybody, we need to do prayers right now, but my father, he was just doing with more his prayers with indigenous prayers and with his in Quechua language, okay?
Okay.
So my father is wrapped up with this small offering to make to all the blessings with the coca leaves. Coca leaves is like sacred plant to use for making offerings, but actually for chewing coca leaf for people, gives them more energy and strength. So in the community, we use like bladder coca leaf because in the morning we work for work to give it its energy, and also we live in high mountains, so coca leaves is very helpful.
Also er hat jetzt Coca-Blätter dargeboten, er hat jetzt Segnungen für Mantra Pachamama, für die Berge Gebete. Und jetzt hat er die Coca-Blätter, werden jetzt dargeboten, so überreicht. Und die Coca-Blätter kauen sie ja selber sehr viel, weil es sehr viel Energie gibt und sehr gesund ist.
Okay, and next. So that helped me like right now in the online or like in the Zoom. How many people we are to just let me know to send for each person the for blessing.
Each person.
Wie viele Menschen, an wie viele Menschen sollen sie hier Segen senden?
Well, that's wonderful. Let's do this. Let's send it to Saskia and Gerhard and myself. And then all my listeners around the world, let's just say that. I think that's a good thing to do. And of course, to Saskia's family as well, and to her little dog, and Gerhard and his family. Yeah, all my listeners would be nice. So. And to myself as well. So wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first we started like for everybody, you know, for you, for yourself, and then for other, mm-hmm. and then also for people in all of the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aku nak buat ini, aku nak hampir dengan. Aku dah, dia ni pun, terawak pun pun, kau saya ni pun, jadi kau saya percaya pun. Kau nak percaya mama, aku kau, aku percaya, aku tahu. Kau nak kemana itu musuh nanti buat ini jista. Aku dah untuk saya, mama saya, pulak aku ni, ampun cik pun aku. Aku dah untuk saya, hampir dengan apa, apa nama lepas. Kau nak semua, ni apa tu, mana tu, mana semua. Aku nak semua, mana tu, mana cik. Hatu misa.
Hari Papa Messiah Hampu is Kanaka. Sweet Santa Katima Kona Kayo. Yanata, you can take people of some of the shoulder to the use of Kanaka. Ali in the Shiata Trade. Ali Yacheta Ali Tata Hatu Katakona of the Timothy. Chini and a Kuna Tok in one of the Santa Hatu, Spatua Hatu. Hampu is Kanaka. Outwea, with a hocha yatesi, Hampu Kanaka. Or Kuna Kini. Spirituiki, Hato Spiritukuna, Hampuichis Kuranga, or Kunasuyo, and the Suyo Spiritu Hanku, Kuranga Yalabaki Kanaka. Kunasuyo Spiritu Sakain, the Hampu Kuranga, or Kunaki, a Jaki Kuriki, or Kuranga Hato Gatta Tereki, or Apakuna Machamama, Hampuichis Kuranga, Yalabaki Kanaki. Change I saw your way, Hampu Kuranga.
I understood that.
Muchas gracias a ustedes.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Wow. That's great. Santos and Augustine, can we send you some donations for your peace offering today?
Yes.
Okay. How do we do that best? Is that you can email me afterwards, or you can let me know later? Is that on PayPal, or how? What's the best way to do it?
PayPal.
All right. Well.
Where? Maybe it's good to mention where, so that people who are listening now want to make a donation know where to send money.
Yeah, they can do it directly to you. Could you give out your email address for PayPal, please?
Yeah, my email. You have my email, right?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think I do, yeah. Let me look for it here. Just a moment here.
Also für all die, die gerne die Arbeit unterstützen wollen, spenden möchten, würden wir jetzt mal die E-Mail-Adresse für PayPal gleich durchgeben.
Let me do that here. I have to look for his email. Okay. People can also send it to me, but I'd rather have it go directly to them. Let's see. Hold on.
Yeah, why not? They also can send it to you with a short notification that it's for.
That's true.
Santos,
that's
and true. Then you pass it on to them.
Right. They can just send it to out of this world 1150@gmail.com is fine, and I'll make sure that they get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, wer gerne spenden möchte, der kann das tun unter out of this world 1150@gmail.com, also über über PayPal. Das würde also an Ted gehen, und er würde es dann 1:1 weiterleiten an Santos.
Just make sure in the note that I know who it's for, and I'll send the money to them, no problem. I'd like to do
nur eine kleine Notiz, eben wenn es eine Spende an Santos und Sohn ist, dann das kurz mit dazu schreiben, damit Ted weiß.
Yeah, I'm going to send them some money too, so.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll do that too. Santos and Augustine, what do you think of everything going on in the world right now? What are the spirits, what does Pachamama, the mountains say, the mountain spirits say about it now?
Die Frage ist jetzt, was Pachamama sagt zu all dem, was jetzt gerade hier auf der Erde passiert.
I think I can maybe take a little bit closer because I do not see really much. Okay.
So that's better. Thank you.
So you can repeat, please, so I can hear much better.
Okay. What is your dad and you think of all the crazy things happening in the world today? And are things going to get better?
Mission Wilton is dead. He met us. Compensation ki ki mundo na dia pa ki imaman pa sa China.
No pa compensation na ki imaman na ki mundo pa sa China. No pa compensation na ki yun ata ki yun na amak pa sa nampa. No pa yun no pa nches alin ta kay pa chakus alin ta pa chamama apuno alin kay ba ta enerhiya ta alin ta churoso amara mapas pa sa nampa. Toku sonko waliko sonke monto ta waliko sonke mama kuchata la panto ke texi biudenta ke somarte swachon misawa wintishon ta churaspa amara imapas pasano anjespa amara imapas khatena anjespa ke misawa ke yachen ke apukuna pacha mama somarte kunista ke sochi la sonke na nyo anjespa yanka son chita nyo pensacha me chita nyo pensaita apokona pachamama no kwato kujan je jine no kunzei ni gashi.
Okay, so my father is like thinking about like so many things happening in this world, you know, just but my father is like, I get it, like information from the Mother Earth and from mountain spirits, so this is like just the humans creating, coming and then really not good things happening for all of, affecting for all the people in the world. So this is the, and then also this is the having energy and then by the connected and giving more power and then people create more self and then it's getting more worse for people. And I'm feeling like for the, get we are connected with the Mother Earth. So this is the information I get it. Thus, so we just need for giving for information for, I just wanna say for all the people to understand, needs to be more connected to Pachamama Mountain Spirit, be more connected with the nature. That's gonna be really much help for people, the family, and then people in the world display help. This is be more help for planet.
Also, was sagt, ist, ja, es ist, was jetzt, es passiert sehr, sehr viel jetzt auf der Erde und es wird auch schlimmer werden noch, weil die Menschen ihre Verbindung verloren haben zur Natur, zur Pachamama, zum Eigentlichen und wenn sie wieder ihre Anbindung finden an Natur, dann kommt auch Friede und nicht nur für sich selber, sondern auch für Familie und dann Gemeinschaft. Also die Anbindung an Pachamama, an das Spirituelle, an wie so zum Berg, wie, wo sie leben, ist ganz wichtig, damit sie im Frieden bleiben für sich.
Does Santos and Augustine, do you see a lot of people leaving the planet this fall and next year?
Die Frage ist, ob Sie sehen, ob viele Menschen jetzt den Planeten verlassen werden, Ende diesen Jahres noch nächstes Jahr dann.
Can you repeat, please, my dear friend?
Sure. Do you see a lot of people leaving the planet this year and next year?
Like leaving people,
dying,
oh,
exiting, ascending.
Yeah, Nishan. Okay, Nishan wife and just dead.
Yeah.
Kan yung kans pinses kans wata mo asket masuro na yun with iwal na yun.
Yung ki nakunawa.
Pisilas man o pisilas man na yun. From the
faith, from the faith, from the faith,
from the faith, from the
faith, from the faith, from the faith, from the faith, from the faith, from the faith, from the faith, from the faith, from the faith, Ich habe eine Freundin, sie hat eine Mama und eine Tante, und ich habe es passiert, das war so ein Sush. Sie hat die Mama gucken, ich habe sie bekommen. Total, wenn man eine Watch, ein Regular, eine Minimum, ein Perfekt, ein Minimum, was fast eine Watch, eine Runde. Ich habe eine Watch, die Saki, Hierarchy, die Mama, die Pachamama, die Hierarchy, und Summa Hierarchy, und dann Tante, und ich habe es in der Sundisch, und ich habe die Gastung. Sehingat kita kima makukan ini sih, alin alin yang nyokan jaskan yang simple hukuman itu jas hukuman itu kalau nawan yang kamu gimana mana tuan itu jas.
So, my father actually he doesn't want to say that you're not just thinking, but actually he asked the kuka leaves kind of reading kuka leaves, you know, to ask for people going to be a lot of people going to be dying. Or living from planet next year, but the Kuka leaves say it's people going to be dying, but not so many, like, but like same like this year, you know. And then it's for us people who are very trust to mountain spirit, trust to the Mother Earth, trust to nature, or like to be practicing like any different, like indigenous practice, like in the indigenous tribe, you know, like belief with the Mother Earth Mountain. So any tribes or any different to preserve or like to connect to the mountains, we're gonna be more strong. We are not being weird, you know. We just we have because we have like supporters. Not be done. So that's in my information. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Also thank der you. Papa hat gerade aus den Kuka-Blättern gelesen und dort steht, dass eben es werden Menschen sterben. Wie viel und das, glaube ich, ist jetzt nicht so klar. Aber diejenigen, die gebunden sind, verbunden sind mit Mutter Erde, mit dem Spirit, mit die hier die Anbindung haben, die werden davon nicht betroffen sein. Es werden jetzt also wirklich dann die wahrscheinlich gehen, die eben aufgrund des Programms, was läuft, eben sich selbst schon irgendwo verlieren, Seele verloren und so weiter. Aber die verbunden sind, die die Erde auch unterstützen im Positiven, die werden davon nicht betroffen sein. Okay.
Anything else? Maybe you have a question, Saskia or Gerhard, you'd like to ask our friends? You could ask the couple of these. I don't think, Gerhard, I don't think they do lotto numbers today, but you can ask if you want.
Ich möchte mich bedanken für diese Gelegenheit, dass wir uns hier begegnet sind. Nächste Woche kommt ein Schamane aus Sibirien zu mir. Aber es ist interessant, dass wir hier so eine Drehscheibe sind. Das gefällt mir sehr gut und dass wir uns hier auf einer Herzensebene austauschen dürfen. Dankeschön.
Mm-hmm. He wants to thank you very much that we have had this opportunity to talk to you today, that you have done this beautiful work that you did today with us. And he has a show and next week. People Power Conference, he's going to have a shaman from Siberia in his show. And it's nice that it's getting connected really well all around the world. It's beautiful to see this happening.
What's the name of this of the shaman? Just curious.
Apai Oyun.
Apai Oyun, interesting. Wow. I met a Siberian shaman in 2015 in Finland. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's the same man. Could be.
Maybe.
Maybe you have a picture and you can look it up.
Gerhard, we should put Santos and Augustine in touch with your Siberian shaman friend. Be good for them to talk to one another.
Yes. So he has a question for Kukalis.
Okay, yes. My guides tell me we will shift into the fifth dimension by the year Swansea, or sorry, English, 2025. Does Santos and Augustine still see that date of shifting into the higher dimensions 2025?
Die Frage ist jetzt, ob immer noch in 2025 die Erde jetzt in höhere Dimensionen übergehen wird. Und der Papa wird jetzt wieder aus den Coca-Blättern lesen.
I think it's my audio today. It's not so good. So that would you repeat me?
Of course.
You want me to say it in Spanish?
Is it? Go ahead. Saskia, go ahead. Say it in Spanish.
Es más fácil para ti entender en español si te hablo en español.
Yeah.
Sí. Bueno, su pregunta era si en el año 2025 la ascensión que está pasando ahora va a estar completo o va a durar más tiempo todavía.
Okay. Sí, por favor.
¿Repito?
Sí.
Sí. La pregunta era si en el año 2025 el cambio, la ascensión del planeta va a estar completo o todavía va a durar más tiempo.
Lo que está pasando ahora.
Sí.
Ya. Nishan, ¿cuál es esta pucha? Hasta el 20 año 2025 cambian las total de cajas y gamsillan y menos el mundo cambian las manachitas.
¿Cuál es? Sin coma.
¿Cuál es el problema? ¿Cuál es el problema? So, él está mostrando la coca en su mano y lo que dice, que la información de la coca dice, el mundo se va a cambiar, va a empezar a cambiar, pero no va a cambiar todo hasta el año 2025, ¿no? Okay. Pero va a cambiar bastante.
Muy bien. Ok. Also die Coca-Blätter, ich mache das mal in Deutsch. Die Coca-Blätter, die er zeigt, sagen, dass die Welt sich jetzt sehr massiv ändern wird, aber es wird noch nicht im Jahr 2025 komplett sein. Also es wird ein Stück darüber hinaus dann dauern. Aber trotzdem wird jetzt viel Wandel kommen. Well, he said, Ted, now I'm doing three languages, that his coca leaves are telling him that there will be a huge change until 2025, but it won't be completed until 2025.
Yes, not complete change, but there are going to be a big change. So many different going to be changed.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. Could it come earlier, 2024?
¿Puede que pase antes del 2025 o va a durar hasta el año 2030 o no sé? El cambio completo para todo el mundo, ¿puede ser que pase antes del año 2025?
El cambio. Uh-huh. To change, you mean?
Sí. El cambio del mundo, el planeta que va a subir en su frecuencia, en su dimensión, o no sé cómo se puede decir, puede que pase antes del año 2025 o va a durar más tiempo todavía.
Si cambia la patente, ya me tiene, ojo, la chicha, cambia y hasta 25 más y más tiempo.
Rashke Tosmil, Kinzatish Kiran Kinsum coming what they match. Our Guna, Men and Vic and Biancacho, our Puma. Like a come, our Guna will sing from our Nandest Kinsum come here. Our Guna is Kinsum, Kinsum Guata, and upon that get gang. See, and thank you, mana in the Tanto Cambia, Capastaski, Mutu, Imenda, the Cambia Gumasuki, Causing, Imen, Causing, Cambia Gopti. King, you want this for Causinits came on to Causinits, seeing a gig, I didn't have a last catch in a university, never like to happen. You want this for Pachamama, Apocona, Kunstukasun, Jetunistas of Alien, which we lost water cars of Kunjit, Alien, the Pachamama, Kunem, Pachamania, the Bassoon.
Entonces, ¿cómo lo pueden observar la coca y la coca dice que no va a cambiar hasta este, pero va a durar como hasta? Casi hasta 2030, ¿no? Como 7-8 años más, ¿no? Para que cambie okay. todo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the whole change will be complete, Ted. It would be take like until 2030, more or less.
Wirklich? Wow. Mm. Okay. Really? Wow. Okay.
Also er sagt, yeah. die Frage war ja, kann das vielleicht sogar noch eher passieren, dass die gesamte Erde dann aufgestiegen ist und die Coca-Blätter zeigen aber, dass es ein bisschen länger dauern wird als bis zum Jahr 2025, eher dann bis zum Jahr 2030.
I have an interesting question to ask. Mm-hmm. When will there come a point in time soon when money will not longer be used? I don't know what will replace it, but I think there will be other ways of barter and exchange. Money will not become as important as people think it is now.
Va a llegar el momento ahora, pronto o más tarde, que el dinero ya no va a importar tanto, que ya no vamos a usar más el dinero, que vamos a usar otra cosa para el intercambio.
Ya, a ver, no entiende mucho.
Va a llegar el momento. Un momento que el dinero ya no se usa más.
Ah, ya, yeah. Se va a el usar dinero. Otro. Uh-huh. ¿Va a haber un momento para no usar dinero?
Sí,
sí. Uh-huh. 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 A ver, ¿cuándo hay cucata joven? ¿Cucata joven? ¿Cucata joven? ¿Cuándo hay que estar por aquí? Gangacho hoch tiempo hoch na mana ña col que necesario chican ganji tiempo gangacho mana chican.
Gangam dere icha kamana ni shuchkan ga
nan konan bachach
manan konan bachach kan ga hoch. Kinsachun katawajun watamasuna mantacha ke kanga gana mantak kanga gana mantach konga ima rakhse mana jeti bukula pa kapun wach jer mana nishu bestashkan dike punje gina ani ga mana guna bache chi mama kuka ku kento nisam hena mana nish bashke.
So la kapun lo que lee la mi padre la coca lo que dice va a haber momento para va a haber momento que el dinero no va a estar necesario, no va a estar muy importante como ahora, ¿no? Uh-huh. Pero no es muy pronto, va a haber así, cuando hay cambios, sea recién, porque ahora no, todavía no.
Okay. So what he says, yes, there will be a moment when no money will be necessary, but it's not that soon. It will take some time.
How many years does he think? Hard to tell, like, but
okay. Roughly. ¿Cuántos años, más o menos?
Ahí estaba tomando acá, más o menos, señor.
Posación, canción, guato, sostación, canchi, guato con la mano, chimantan, canca, canca, punta, chimas. Marmana, chima, y mala y con canca. Que pachap de Perú, una manachan en mi mano, juchato, comité, chira y con canca.
aliento mana aliento escuchate con el chan chirai con que yo no pasamos chirai con que uno que no se quiere mucho.
So como me parece que es pues más o menos puede ser casi de aquí de 20 años puede ser más porque no va a haber muy cerca.
Okay. Lo que es. Okay. More or less 20 years from now.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will translate it in German. Okay. Also die Frage von Ted war, wird es in der Zeit geben, dass wir kein Geld mehr brauchen werden? Und es wird die Zeit kommen, aber es wird ungefähr noch um die 20 Jahre dauern, bevor das dann auch mal wegkommt sozusagen und man dann andere Tauschmittel wieder hat.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is your further point also? Can I ask him something?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mi pregunta es, ¿ustedes están en contacto con extraterrestres, por ejemplo, o con otros seres? ¿Tienen contacto? O...
¿Con quién?
Con otros seres de otros mundos, por ejemplo. Extraterrestres, como... capaz, o no sé, otros seres de otros mundos, o capaz del que viven dentro de la Tierra.
Tierra.
Uh-huh.
Sí, pero es como contacto con las energías, ¿no? Con los espíritus, sí.
Ah, ok. Ok.
Sí.
Okay, also die Frage war jetzt, I asked them if they have contact to other beings, aliens, or maybe to beings living in Earth.
Oh, wonderful.
And he said that it's more the contact with energies and spirits, not so much with Pleiades maybe, or, you know. Also meine Frage war jetzt, ob sie Kontakt haben mit anderen Wesen, ob es nun außerhalb der Erde ist oder innerhalb der Erde und sie sind mehr in Kontakt mit Energie, mit Spirit, genau, als, ja.
I know a lady named Marcela Vasquez, who is in contact with the Andromedan, and her family and she is from Cusco, and they meet with the Andromedans many times outside of Pisac in the Sacred Valley. That's not far from Cusco. It's about half hour by car.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know them?
What was the name of her?
Marcela Vasquez.
Vasquez,
yeah.
¿Tú conoces Marcela Vasquez? Ella es de Cusco también. Y ella tiene contacto con extraterrestres, con otros seres de otros mundos, planetas. ¿Has escuchado a ella? No.
No.
Okay. No.
Do you know, I have to ask you this question. Do you know the people who were in the Pachamama, in your area before the Inca? Like the Lemurians. I've read that the Lemurians came to Peru about 10, 12,000 years ago. And I was curious if you knew stories or myths about before the Incas, who was there? Lemurians came. That's what I've read anyway.
Mm-hmm. Entendiste? Oh, okay.
So, yes. So, we don't know, but what do you say mentioned? But we know, before Incas was, the pre-Incans, we call, Chulpas.
Chulpas.
So, pre-Incan people was living just only with moon, because this time it was not exist sun. You know? So, before the Inca came, so only in the Queros was living pre-Incas, very short people. But after, some came out just first time for them, because these people was living they have a light only moon. So we know this history, the moon was much older than from sun. So the sun came from them, it's like a fire. So because these people was very sensitive for the sun, you know? So when sun came, but these people know when come sun comes, when sun rise, you know. And then when sun rise, so everybody, they die because the sun was like a fire. And then, so these people, these pre-Incan people, they die running away on the mountain, running away like they die and escape underneath water in the cave, which is we can see, which is they existed now, like the bones, like skeletons, and inside the cave, in the mountain, in the rocks, you know. And then we know the history. There is some these people, they went all the way to the jungle, because the our community is between the mountain, also jungle. So this pre-Incan people, they went all the way to the jungle, and still living in the jungle now, which is called like the wild people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Have you met them yourself?
No, but it's still, there's, you know, there's the, now the government preserve in the jungle, there's still never like people go there, you know, just to preserve people, the wild people.
Interesting.
Also, Ted hat gefragt, ob sie Geschichten kennen über die Menschen, die vor den Inkas da waren. Und er hat gerade erzählt, was sie kennen, ist die Geschichte über ein Volk, die vor den Inkas da waren, die aber nur das Mondlicht kannten. Und als sie in Kontakt kamen mit dem Sonnenlicht, verbrannten sie. Und sie sind in die Berge geflüchtet, wo man heute noch Knochen von ihnen findet, in Höhlen und so weiter, im Gestein. Und ein anderer Teil ist in den Dschungel geflüchtet und dort leben heute noch die Nachkommen dieser Vor-Inka-Kultur. Und die nennt man die Wilden. Das sind dann die Wilden, die da sind. Wow.
Yeah. I have a book I want to get and ask some more questions. Go ahead and ask a question, Gerhard and Saskia, and I'll be right back if you like. Be right back. Go ahead, ask a question.
Gerhard, hast du noch eine Frage?
Oh, lass mich überlegen. ja.
Son de Alemania?
Alemania, Austriaco.
Yo estoy en Alemania y Gerhard es en Austria.
En Austria.
Sí. Viena.
Viena?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how nice. It's pretty, it's warm now. It's there or like cold raining.
Yeah, normally we have summertime. But we have a really cold summer this year with a lot of rain, at least here in Germany.
Oh, okay. So where in Germany you are?
I'm at the east. I'm 2 hours away from Berlin, the south of Berlin, more or less.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But my husband, he's from Peru. He's from Trujillo, yes.
Trujillo, wow.
Trujillo, yes. And he...
So you went there?
I've been in Peru, yes. I've visited Peru. But now we are living here in Germany and yeah. But we miss Peru and South America and yeah.
So you've been to Cusco as well?
No, not yet. I've been in other parts in Peru, but not to Cusco.
Oh, okay.
It was like the capital, wasn't it?
Lima. Lima ist die Hauptstadt von Peru.
Okay, okay. Aber vorher dachte ich, ja. Okay.
Mhm. Gott, vorher, ja. Das ist gut möglich.
Egal. Ja.
Oh, nice. And you are, ustedes, no, vosotros estáis en, no, ustedes, se dice, ustedes están en Perú, en Cusco?
Sí, ahorita en Cusco, pero nosotros, mi padre siempre viene de las montañas de Claros. It's like from Cusco, it's like 7 hours by car, and then still walking 2 hours because we don't have road up there yet. So still not exist any cell phone connection, no internet, no, and everything is different. Why from like signal, like electricity, everything.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. I found my book here. This is called The Lost Civilization of Lemuria by a fellow named Frank Joseph. It's a fascinating book. It's got a section in there about Cusco and about the Incas. And it says, have you heard of the it's called Pakoyoc, Pakoyo, or the Viracocha, or Seafoam, the people before the Incas?
Yeah, Viracocha.
Viracocha, yeah.
Yeah, this is what we call like the Viracocha. Always we know like the priors used in the Keros.
Okay.
The community. The Viracocha we call like the greater and the world. So it's first stop, first part, you know. So always our ancestors, they was using the with the prayers and then calling the spirits in during the time in the ceremonies.
Interesting. Because according to this book, the Viracocha were the people from Lemuria. They were Caucasian, blonde-haired, and they ended up in Peru following a great flood. That was many thousands of years ago, but it's a fascinating thing. I found the reference to it in this book, but I was reading it a couple nights ago, and I thought I have to ask you about that. So you have legends about the Viracocha from your history?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about where did the Viracocha come from? What did they look like?
Also die Frage ist, wir haben jetzt gerade ein Gespräch über die Vorzivilisation, sondern die aus Lemurien kamen und dann nach Peru rüberkamen. Und die nannte man Paracucha. Und davon wissen sie also auch und haben davon gehört, da gibt es auch Geschichten darüber. Okay.
So, you know, like we know about Viracocha, you know, like, so we know like our legends from our ancestors. So Viracocha is like the creator and the world. That's we know, and then it's it's like the small, but it's the energy, it's the stand between, right, like upper world and middle world and lower world. But this energy is very useful. It's the, like this is the kind of stand, like a tree.
Okay.
Like between those three different levels, worlds.
Also das ist wie eine Art Energie zwischen den oberen Reichen, dann hier den Reichen auf der Erde und den unteren Reichen. Das ist wie so eine Art Baumbeschreibter, der diese Energien miteinander vereint. Und das ist wohl diese Energien, die kommen aus diesen Zeiten vor den Inkas. Also ja, diese paar.
Okay. I have a follow-up question to that. There was a book I bought in London. It was back in 2 years ago when things were more normal. And the book, it's an old book. I think I paid £1 for it. It was really reasonable. But anyway, I was reading the book and it talked about how there's an archaeological ruins outside of Cusco. I know you know it, called Hamayans. What's it called? Sexy Woman. Do you know Sexy Woman? Okay. There's a part of Sexy Woman, it's archaeological rooms just outside of Cusco, Gerhard and Saskia, where the rock is looks like it's been melted by a nuclear explosion. Do you know anything about that? And if anything, what does your mythology say about that?
Es gibt irgendeine Felstransformation außerhalb von Cusco, die durch eine nukleare durch etwas Nukleares verformt wurde, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, Gerhard?
Also Explosion, es schaut so aus, als wäre eine nukleare Explosion gewesen.
Ja, okay. Und die Frage ist, ob Sie darüber was wissen.
where the rock has turned into glass, as if a nuclear explosion got extremely hot.
Ach, und der hat sich dann, der Fels hat sich dann in Glas verwandelt aufgrund der Hitze durch die Explosion.
So, yes, about that, I didn't ask my father, so we don't know about this about so much because the Cusco, there's, we know the archaeology site, but we don't know so much about this.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll get the book and I'll scan it, send it to you. You can read about it. It's right there where you live. I mean, you can probably be there in 30 minutes. They don't give the location, but it says the Sacsayhuaman, the ruins around there. The rock is melted as if it came from a nuclear explosion.
Oh, okay. I would love to go to see and yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does the cocoa leaves say about it? What does Pachamama say about that?
Okay. About what?
About the melted rock in Sacsayhuaman outside Cusco. Was there a nuclear form there?
Mana kirihta nichab angina politikan ke mana pachimama mutkirin imaman huchan kishan gajigala ka hatun ila kila ki ba ina politikan anji huchana ikitam ki ungoi gundi ke ungoi gundi imaman
yes so the cocoalip saying and asking you know they get the information this the place in Sacsayhuaman it's going to be like explosion from the before the Inca came start building those place, which is kind of like really like the kind of like energy, like the crystal explosion, like from between upper world and middle world.
I see. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Let me ask this. When will Germany and the United States and Austria be free again?
Oh, free?
Free. People will be free. When will they be free?
Like about this pandemic or?
Yeah, right. Just be free.
A ver, Estados Unidos, Austria, Alemania, Austria.
Austria.
Hay que mandar a alguien que ima con la libre runa con la capunga, Estados Unidos, una y hecho. No era el capricho.
Danka, oh, Ishkeva Tamato, Atakurahan, Ishkeva Taman, Yakinsat, Antipan, Saint Jim, we read the Danka. Pero Alim can catch him, Mama Kukapi, Alim Kashin, Mama Kukhin Stam. Kiss in Puna, as a manner of Liberation, Peace, 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 Peace,
So my father is reading the coca leaves, you know, to be free in Germany and Austria and United States and going to be like maybe after 2 years, but now and then next year there were going to be more changing some way, but they were gonna not going to be so free. Yeah? But after 2 years, going to be free, but not complete free, you know, because maybe it's going to be free for this pandemic, but other different are going to be not so free.
I see.
Other things.
I see.
So probably my father's saying it's kind of like maybe political things, everything. Not going to be so free, you know?
I see. Okay.
Die Frage war, wenn wir eigentlich wieder mal frei werden von all dem, was uns momentan noch so umgibt, Deutschland, Österreich, Vereinigte Staaten und so weiter und die Coca-Blätter, was er da gelesen hat, dass es eben noch mindestens 2 Jahre dauert. Es wird jetzt viele Veränderungen kommen. Das, was wir jetzt im Außen erleben, wird auch vergehen, aber es werden immer noch ein paar andere Einschränkungen da sein, die dann in den nächsten 2 bis 3 Jahren dann sich auflösen werden.
I was hoping it would be sooner. How long will it be before Peru is free?
How long?
Yeah.
So you want to ask Coca Leaves?
Yeah, let's ask a Coca Leaves. Sure.
I get the more Peru gang labor in jam. I get labor gang Peru in jam. Okay, what the manda?
Que eu ataco no manara anjo meu e tipo isso desse meu lugar que já não que tem mama com que era mama da casa. Agora não aí que a forma na no tanto. Olha isso, eu também vou dizer, eu também vou dizer que eu. Eu iria que eu na apo mama para santa que tá todo san. Tanta que eu ataco no manda isso que tá antigo manda com meu tanto que anda tapas. Que tá que mama com que nisso. E já que tu com isso com isso a raivari que raivari que são os pati mama apo com anjo tá ainda tudo bem.
So the coca leaves and the answer, it's probably after 2 years as well. But next year going to be tried be more open, but they're gonna be not open complete, but this coca leaves and it's more or less 2 years, after 2 years.
Okay. Also
auch für Peru mehr oder weniger noch 2 Jahre.
Okay. Well, I think even now it varies where you're at. Austria seems to be more open than Germany. There are parts of the US which are more open. Others are very restrictive. It just depends where you're at, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
interesting. Do you see us having at least 1,000 years of peace and prosperity and harmony in the future after this is all done? If you could ask the coca leaves.
What do you mean?
Well, we have 1,000 years or more of peace and prosperity and harmony and love and peace in the future after this period is over with.
Can you help me? I'm really...
Okay, sure.
I think
you could use Spanish, Saskia.
Okay. Tú ves que después de todo esto y el cambio haya este completo, vamos a tener 1,000 años de paz, de prosperidad. ¿Qué dicen las hojas?
Ya, porque ahora están muy tiempos difíciles.
Sí, estamos en estos tiempos difíciles y una vez que lo pasamos, viene la paz, la prosperidad para todos.
¿Qué dicen las hojas?
Kanka que una persona que mama coca inicia alimba mandas ayusa angela chikna vidina próxima na que rechona kanka que no chikna vidona alimponen que mama coca application que una persona mando que una persona vice imanta porque mama coca ulata de mama chente mama coca.
So la coca dice que va a ver cuando va a pasar todo ese dificultades lo que estamos viviendo ahora, pero va a demorar unos pocos años, ¿no? Unos años, porque la coca no dice exactamente cuándo, pero después va a haber la vida muy, paz, armonía, con respeto, todo para vivir bien, ¿no?
So the leaves don't say exactly how many years, but once we get over this with this all, yes, there will be a time of peace and harmony, and it's coming.
Nice, wonderful. That's what my spirit guides tell me too, and they told me this in my book too. They gave me the same message over 5 years ago for the book, so it's the same message.
Also die Frage war, ob jetzt für die nächste einmal Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Wenn wir einmal diese Zeiten jetzt hinter uns gebracht haben, kommt dann der Friede, kommt dann die Harmonie für alle. Und ja, also sie haben es auch bestätigt, es kommt. Und wenn die Zeit, die schwierige Zeit jetzt überstanden ist, dann Harmonie und Friede für alle. Und Ted meint, das ist auch das, was seine spirituellen Geistführer ihm schon mitgeteilt haben vor 5 Jahren, als er das Buch geschrieben hat, sein Buch geschrieben hat.
What's it like in Peru now? Is it, are there any tourists there or is things still locked down?
In Peru?
Yeah.
There is in Peru, I think there's tourists, but they're not like normal, you know, just so many restrictions for travel. Uh-huh. So I think there is not any people coming so much, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for us, for our side, because I live with like working with tourists.
Uh-huh.
Are you the mountain guide? But I don't have any clients coming yet, you know.
I see.
So since like almost 2 years, no work.
Oh well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I'll send you a donation today. And for people who want to send a donation, just send it to my email, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com on PayPal. And just note it for you and I'll send it right off to you guys. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Ben, it was so much helpful, you know, for our family, for education, for because everything is online class, you know, like for paying internet, using just one cell phone for using 3 different kids, you know, it's different life, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know about our technology so much.
Right.
So
right.
Also die Frage war nochmal, also es ging jetzt darum, dass die Frage war, wie ist der Tourismus gerade in Peru? Also es ist nicht sehr viel los. Er selber arbeitet als Touristenführer in den Bergen, hat momentan keine Arbeit und ist natürlich jetzt schwierig, weil er auch 3 Kinder hat, die alle Online-Unterricht haben müssen und es ist nicht so einfach zu gestalten und deswegen ist wirklich jede Hilfe gerade auch hier an dieser Stelle sehr notwendig.
Ja, mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Great. Well, great. Well, it's an exciting time to be alive. A lot of changes are happening. In some sense, it's the worst of times, but in others, it's the best of times as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Das ist eine schwierige Zeit, für alle eine schwierige Zeit, herausfordernd und wir sind alle, stecken alle drin. In Neuem, was kommt und wir müssen versuchen, unsere neuen Wege und neue Wege zu finden.
Yeah. Have there been a lot of businesses gone bankrupt in Cusco from the shutdown? Santos?
Yeah.
Have there been a lot of businesses closing during this shutdown?
Yeah.
Has been, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mostly like tourist business, you know?
I see. Mm.
Like tourist agents travel, tourist bars, tourist restaurants,
uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
Mm. I think it Cusco, it's lived with the tourists like more, I can say like 80%.
I see.
80.
Uh-huh. Well.
Okay.
Great, my friends.
Ja, wir haben nur mehr 8 Minuten. 8 minutes.
We have 8 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Saskia, Gerhard, do you have any questions for our friends?
No, I wish I could change the world.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do, my friend. That's what we are
just change yourself. That's more than enough. Start that's, with yourself.
That's what Andy said. That's right. That's right. Well,
so yeah. last thing my father once said, you with his Mesa, do blessing sending for you directly, like energetically, and also for all the people in the world.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful. I would welcome that. That's nice. Thank you. I will welcome that.
Ja.
Der Papa möchte mal Segen senden für alle.
Alemania ist das Land.
Alemania, Estados Unidos.
Austria.
Austria. Amplio.
Ja, ein Montón de
países. Austria de Pachuca. Montón de Alim tu jeketu, alim kudrichu, tigrarichu. Pachamama hatu tsuna viyana taiketan chekuna hatu kiamu hatu misa. Our hand misa. Chimi manikuman tupu tukuan. Kunan ki montun di alim kentata chura igus kunan ki tupu yunguna tuin zitsaku. Hampu tunanka, our kunan ki waik tanaikunan kunan panama kimani kunakima hatu vitsu hampu tunanka. Yana take a pinch of it was in the tango soma, Rima and I could soma amurti. Humphrey, 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 Humphrey. Yeah.
Gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Gracias. Thank you. And God bless you.
Yes.
And Peru.
And thank you for bringing the messages from Pachamama to us today. It was beautiful.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful listening to you.
Muchas gracias. Muchas, muchas gracias.
Yeah, and we will see you when we come. When we come to Peru, we will see you, my friends. So
yeah, and then when we have you like ready to, also we are really happy doing different things about like and then wisdom, you know. Really, really happy. You just let us know and then invite, you know, so we're
wonderful.
Happy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see your village too, if that's okay sometime.
Yes. Yes.
Long trip, but I'd like to see it. That would be fun.
So. Yeah.
If I can, I come.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Well.
So, Thank you so much. You helped Death and then friends from Germany and also from Austria. And thank you so much for your best.
My pleasure. And any donations you'd like to send, just send it to my email on PayPal. I'll send everything to my friends in Cusco. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, my friends. It's great to see you. Have a beautiful day, Santos Augustine.
Bye-bye.
Nice to see you.
Que tengan un lindo día.
Chao. Gracias.
Gracias.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, my friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, wasn't that fun? Oh, they're such beautiful people. You know, wow. And you feel the energy come up when you're talking to them. You know, it feels so good. Yeah, so it feels so good.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I've tried, three, four times to see them in the past year and a half. I know it'll happen. So I'm a patient man. I've been here 52,000 years waiting for this time in human history.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. So what's a couple more years? What the heck?
Like 10 minutes. What?
5 seconds, you know? So it is what it is. What can I say?
Yeah.
So don't get off. We'll be ending the show in just a minute, but I do want to talk to you briefly off the air. We can have our next show if you like on September 6th. Is that a good time? Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Also am 6. September für euch, liebe Zuhörer, wäre dann die nächste Show Out of This World.
That'd be great. And don't get off. We'll wrap up the show now. Now we'll talk to a couple more things about with you both here. So anyway, I want to thank you, Gerhard and Saskia, for all your wonderful help today. I couldn't do this without your help. And it's always a joy to have you both on my show. We always have so much fun. Yeah. And we're reaching a lot of people too. We're making this world a better place. So just remember that we are having a far greater impact than you may think. It's funny, but my blankets are from Cusco and Machu Picchu. So that's the kind of beautiful artwork you see in Peru. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love that, having that as a backdrop for my shows. And I just realized that during the show, I've had all this white light come into me. You can see it here. It's angelic light, which is nice. So I have a lot of angels around me today. Yeah. So, Anyway, Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported by contributions. If you'd like to contribute, just go to my website, outofthisworldradio.net.
Also, die Show von TED ist eine gemeinnützige Radioshow und wer gerne dies unterstützen möchte, der kann dies tun unter outofthisworldradio.net. Hier nochmal kurz erwähnt, dass auch für die beiden, die jetzt bei uns waren, Santos und Augustin, wer hier spenden möchte, kann dies tun über Teds E-Mail-Adresse outofthisworld1150@gmail.com und er leitet es dann 1:1 weiter.
I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. So.
Ich weiß, wenn wir alle zusammenwirken, dann werden wir auch eine glücklichere und schönere Welt zusammen erschaffen.
Okay, don't go away, my friends. But we'll wrap up the program now, and then I got a couple of things I want to ask you about. So I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. And again, thank you so much, everyone, for listening.
Habt alle einen wunderschönen Tag. Vielen, vielen Dank für euer Zuhören und bis dann zum nächsten Mal. Alles Liebe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you so much, Gerhard and Saskia, for translating.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ted.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Gerhard.
Oh, no.